Welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. You're listening on SEN. Maybe you're listening on SEN 1170 AM here in Sydney. Maybe you're listening through SENQ 693 AM in Brisbane, Patton Hills, along from 6 AM Queensland time. We really appreciate you getting up early and tuning into the program. If you're listening on the app, great to have your company. Anywhere in the world, just give us a shout out. Let us know where you're listening, what you're doing this morning. Get on the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170, or the Edgewater Homes text line as well. It's there for you, 0457 736 736. And we appreciate those of you who download the podcast and pick out the best bits. You can continue to do that breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Just search your Spotify. I don't even know what I'm talking about when I give the plug for the podcast, Brandy. Still, after all this time, I have no idea, because I'm not a podcast person. So I still haven't worked it out. Do you upload or download? We upload, they download. Is that how it works? I don't know, Brandy.
Well, you're asking the wrong person. I have become a podcast person, listening in the car. I've learned how to get the podcast going. So I'm driving around listening to podcasts these days.
On just anything? Like,
well, I've only just started, because I'm pretty new to it. You don't know what's going on. I sort of half know what's going on. And there's a, it's called A Short History Of, and then it's about, anything. famous people, cities, famous places, famous whatever, wars, A Short History Of. It's about a 45-minute podcast. Now, fascinating, interesting. Even my boys are into it now. So I'm just hitting the podcast.
Oh, that's an interesting point to start. Now, can I just check your physical fitness? Are you okay? Because yesterday's a dark day for rugby league with these injuries. Mitchell Moses, Nathan Cleary, not good. We've already had the big injury to Tino. We're talking about some of our biggest stars. Struck down, Brandy. Are you fit?
Yeah, okay. Teamless Tuesday. I won't be named this afternoon in the Penrith side, but
big story.
I guess there's plenty of discussion going on in clubs about who's going to fill the spots of some of our best players in the game. Two halfbacks, Cleary and Mitch Moses. Now, Moses, that seems like quite a serious injury. Fracture to the foot, needs surgery. I think he had surgery last night, Vossie. I think he was booked in immediately. So, last year, when Mitch Moses missed footy, Dejan Arce came into the side, and Dylan Brown played halfback, I think. Anyway, Brad Schneider, I would assume, would come into the side. So, Brad Schneider has now become the new Sean O'Sullivan, the new Jack Cogger. Brad Schneider is the man that will fill the spot for Nathan Cleary for I'm not sure how long.
Yeah. With a foot injury, there's often a chance of recurring. If you don't get it right, if you come back a fraction earlier, you can have a few problems. So fingers crossed for Mitchell Moses. So just a quick stock take. Cleary hamstring, possibly 4 weeks. Mitchell Moses foot, at least 8 weeks. Reece Walsh, the face injury, might be up to 4. Payne Haas, minor knee surgery, could be looking at 4 weeks. Tino gone for the season. That's a superstar list.
Yeah, and that's not even counting some of the players that didn't start the season or were injured in round one, like Jai Arrow, Campbell Graham. There's a stack of players sitting on the sideline already, Vossie. And that becomes important as you go through the season and get towards the back end of the season. If you haven't got your key players on the field, the chances of winning are diminished.
Now, what about Alex Johnston, his injury? So he's had a bit of drama with the Barry Beath, with the teeth.
No mouth guard?
Does
he wear a mouth guard? You've sat down with him. You've fanned him, haven't you? Set him in the chair? Someone asked me that the other day, and I can't remember who it was. It was a player, like a former player, and said, "Did you wear a mouth guard?" And I said, "Absolutely. Yeah, I wore a mouth guard every week. I had to pull it out every so often if I wanted to scream at someone or shout or get up the referee."
That's not your go, surely, Brandy. Brandy, that's not your go.
Speaking of referees.
But what about Alex Johnston? You don't want to talk about Alex Johnston and the Barry Beath?
So, Alex, have we got a bit of... Now,
a South player with teeth issues, it just opens itself to the Pedro Roosters of this world and the Roosters people that text our open line. And Alex Johnston has bought into that yesterday. Let's have a listen.
My two front teeth are busted from last week's game. I might get them out this week, and I'll be missing two front teeth there, so maybe get some dentures, hopefully. But, yeah, see, I'm in the wars. So it's hard for me out here, guys. Teeth are gone. Semi my fault, but it was when Manu, me and him collided in the air, and when he scored his try, unfortunately, part of his arm hit me straight in the teeth. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, and missus isn't happy.
He doesn't wear a mouth guard. He couldn't wear a mouth guard if he's bumped. You know, Joey Manu's arms made contact with his mouth, and he's basically
saying,
lost his front teeth.
Yeah, people are saying just, no teeth, true Rabideau, Alex Johnson.
True Rabideau.
Yeah, it's not nice, is it? No, it's an ugly one. Now, Graham Endersley, you've watched the Graham Endersley Monday in Houston. We have a problem.
I couldn't download the whole thing. Like, so it kept spinning. The wheels were spinning and Graham wasn't coming up. So I found the two instances that he would be talking about, the two major ones. And that was Rhys Walsh and also the Manly no try. We'll discuss the Rhys Walsh one a little bit later on, Vossie. But the Manly no try was no try.
Right. Yeah. Because he stopped in the
line. Luca Minetti was obstructed by Jake. Jake stopped in the line. End of story. Jake, the hole that Tom took back on the inside was the hole that Luca would have filled slowly, but still moving sideways. I agreed with that. Well, you know, and it's not black and white. So then he showed then he showed something where... they did use common sense. That was last week. Penrith scored a try. Brian To'o scored a try in the corner. Remember that one? It was in the first half, late in the first half.
Okay, got a double. Yeah.
And there was a bit of a collision between a Penrith player and a Brisbane player. But because the ball kept going to the outside, the Brisbane player was never going... was the hole that was created by a bit of... The lead runner making contact with the Brisbane defender, it was overlooked because the try was scored in the corner.
All right. Well, the penalty from Luca Moretti should be an absolute bake from Brad Arthur. Should be highlighted from Brad Arthur saying, mate, have a look at how lazy you were. You cost us there because you weren't doing your job and you got lucky with the penalty.
You did get lucky.
What's the take on that?
What does Anthony Seibold say to Jake? Jake, come on, you're a lead. You're a decoy runner. You know your role. You've got to either get through the line or stop.
Okay. All right. Well, we've reached conclusion on that one, have you say? 1300 01 1170. Tigers boss Shane Richardson says he will take the Tigers away from Leichhardt Oval next year unless the state government commits funding for upgrades. Now, Darcy Byrne, who we've had on this program before, the mayor, he's a good character. I'm not a constituent in the area or whatever, so I'm not across everything that he obviously has to buy into. But when he's spoken about sporting, I think he was offering Henson Park for the Commonwealth Games there at one point. but Darcy Byrne on Penrith Stadium had a bit to say, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek stuff. Let's have a listen to the mayor.
There's no good reason that Penrith Stadium should have gold-plated urinals whilst famous Leichhardt Oval is forced to close.
Strong point. Very strong point. Brandy?
Yes.
Has the board signed off on the gold-plated urinals or not?
Tick.
Board. Yeah, Penrith.
Yeah.
Rouseabouts.
Three premierships, Darcy.
Leichhardt Oval. If you want to get on the soapbox today and defend Leichhardt Oval or attack it, this is the place to do it, 1300. We put our vote yesterday.
It's a
you,
threat.
Me, Mark Carrianis, we said we want to keep seeing football there, but we're not the ones paying to go we're in and... stand out in the hill and all the rest.
I don't even think it's the fans, Vossie. I think it's the Tigers themselves, and they're trying to get a better deal and make as much money as possible. So they don't make money out of Leichhardt Oval. The fans do love it. Well, we know that. Well, the fans love going there, even though it's $55 for, you know, ground entry, general admission, which is steep.
As I keep telling people, you've been to the NBL. You know, the prices. Now, look, we're going to bring Charlie Goodson into the program this morning. I think this is a big talkback topic. These two AFLW players, and not named by the AFL, but named by the Herald, Alexia Hamilton, Paige Shepherd, each sentenced to a 12-month conditional release order for possessing cocaine late last year. It is the first time we're led to believe that AFLW players have been caught for such behaviour. Now, we're a little bit different, rugby league to AFL here.
Let me just read what the illicit drugs policy is for the AFL.
Yes.
Under that, the AFL's illicit drugs policy, which is a medical model geared towards treatment rather than punishment. Any players who are caught using illegal drugs receive a first strike, a suspended $5,000 fine, and counselling, and are subjected to target testing, and are not named. Right. Second strike means a player is publicly named and suspended for 4 matches. Now, with these two Swans players, these two girls, they haven't gone positive in a test. They were caught by police. Different story. Yeah. Whole different yarn.
But they're breaking the law. That's why they're charged. Charlie Goodsir, I was listening to Tradies News in a Nutshell this morning. I want to bring him in because he's of a different generation. See, now, Charlie, I heard you basically say you don't have a drama with no charge, nothing from the AFL. You're 100% supporter of the policy. See, I'm not. I'm saying, bang, you break. If you don't know the rule, Charlie, these two know that they were doing it wrong for their sport and their club. Misrepresentation. But, Charlie, you don't have a problem? Is that what you said this morning?
No, that is not what I said this morning. They have broken the law. Let's just put that on the table. They have done the wrong thing.
The law handles it, yeah.
And on the table. And the law has handled it as well. And the fact that they were named is purely because they were in a court order, and that's public information. That's why they've been named by the Herald. What I have an issue with is people hounding them for being like, why did they take drugs? This is such an outrage, which I've seen online since that story broke last night. And I reference a really great Brandon Jack opinion piece, who was a former Sydney Swans AFL player, in which he said...
Son of Gary.
Son of Gary, of course, and brother of Kieran Jack as well, Swans legend, who said, I've taken cocaine. A lot of players in the AFL take cocaine regularly as well. And it's a reflection of society. A lot of people in society take cocaine. A lot of Australians in recent surveys have admitted to dabbling in cocaine use.
Why punchline? So you're telling me this is a good piece?
It's an excellent piece, but he's saying why we come down so hard on elite athletes who also dabble in the same thing, is hypocritical. Because there's always the videos of players, you know, being filmed on, you know, grainy iPhone footage of them, you know, snorting a white substance or a white powder on a table, and they get hung, drawn, and quartered for it. Where, you know, put your hand up if you haven't done the same thing. I think a lot of Australians are in the exact same boat.
I'm putting my hand up, Charlie.
That's
where we're stuffed. I'm gonna go you right now. That's where we're totally stuffed. That's the attitude. Brandon Jack, pull your head out of your ass, because that's where we're stuffed, and that's why these two have taken it, because they know that you don't get named because you're not dealing with it. Not dealing with it at all. The AFL have control over their athletes. I mean, all the clubs, Sydney Swans. What, they just sit on their hands?
Sit on
their hands, smother, and it'll happen again.
This was an off-season incident, though. This didn't happen during the season. This happened during the off-season. The club was made aware of it.
They're not paid in the off-season, Charlie. No, they're paid from November to November. They are in rugby league. You're still an employee in the off-season. Mate, this is where we're stuffed.
That's fair enough, Charlie, but they're Australians at the end of the day who take part in something that a large chunk of the population already do. The fact that they've been dealt with the law, the AFL was aware of it months ago, the Swans were aware of it months ago. It's only just coming out now, and now it's a big outrage.
What is the bottom line here? What are we looking? What's the answer to it, Vossie? What are you searching for?
I just want. I think you got to own it straight away. First offence. I have none of this. Absolute transparency. You get named and shamed, because it's black and white, and it's the same with social media policy and all that. Just rules are rules. I'm strong on it, but I'll throw it out there because Charlie might be in the majority. That may be the majority view. 1300 01 1170. But I'm just rock solid, father of three boys, absolutely rock solid that there's no, you get named the first time, and if you're shamed, then that's it. You know, that's part of the deal. You want to be an AFL player? You want to be part of that, you know, entitled group? It's a privilege to play the sport at the elite level. It comes with some bloody good trimmings. Then I reckon you do wrong in this regard. No, you're not treated like a chippy or a whatever member of public. No, it is different. Different sort of job. So 1300 01 1170, if you want to have your say. Are you in the Charlie Goodsir camp? What's up, Charlie? Or you're in my camp? Or Brandy, are you a little bit both ways? Where are you?
Well, so just on Alexia and Paige, who were picked, they were sentenced to a 12-month conditional release order, essentially a good behaviour bond. So that's what they got off the court.
Mm.
They were named, but, obviously, because they went to...
Like the Telegraph don't even
name them. Am I for the first strike policy, not named? Yeah. So do I agree with the AFL?
Are you in Team Charlie?
Probably not, but I'm not going to stand on a soapbox and scream about it. I think they should be named, probably. Yeah.
All right, let's have a little debate on that one this morning. Get on the open line text. So we've made it quite clear. First strike, suspended, $5,000 fine and counselling, subject to target testing, and you are not named. It's something for Lee Hadjipantelis, who's a guest today. Brandy, we can talk to Lee. David Riccio coming on the program. Nick Ashman with all the sports bet prices as well. Text line lighting up already. Also on good podcasts. 0457736736 is the text. Brandy, and who do we sing for?
We sing for Bryden's Lawyers, Vossi. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. You can call us right now on the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Again, in the running for the Club Med Caller of the Year for your chance to win a trip to Bali worth almost 10 grand. Thanks for making the switch to Sydney's home of sport. SEN 1170 AM.